Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting, November 9th, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of Open Meetings Act.
Chairman, I'd like to have a few minutes comment there regard to the pledge. As a young feller, I attended a country school and we had to recited the pledge I don't know how many times. Well, every day. I even had to pull the flag up and down. I think that was my responsibility there. But and I more or less took it for granted.
Point of order.
What?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. This is not a issue that we would normally discuss, and I would ask that gentlemen be seated.
Call the meeting in the
Well, anyway, there I have partway in the pledge. I think we said liberty and justice for all.
Point of order.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There we go. Copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear subcommittee chairman's reports with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take actions. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you.
Chairman Spitz, did you get your number one call order?
I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. Quorum call, please.
Bennett.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler. Henningsen.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
McCormick. Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. I have an excused absence here for Director Tim Fowler. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Teaser Conley. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yep.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Moving on, item 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service Report, Andy Bowenkamp and Kristen Schluter, District Conservationists. Welcome.
Good evening. Just wanted to be here in person this time tonight. Wanted to say goodbye as the previous district conservationist. I know I wrote in my previous written report some final parting words, but it's good to be here in person to kind of more or less pass the torch on to Kristen as the new district conservationist for Papio NRD. Got all the confidence in the world of Kristen. I've been working alongside her for probably the last 15 years at least. She's done a great job in West Point as the resource conservationist there. And just this last week, her first week on the job, she's done a great job just handling the volume of information that we've been throwing her way. So just wanted to introduce Kristen and say so long.
Thank you, Andy, for the kind words. So just kind of a little bit about myself. Born and raised west of Valentine, Nebraska, in the Sand Hills. Went to UNL, got bachelor's in animal science, grazing livestock systems, master's in agronomy, range, and forest science. Been working with NRCS for a little over 20 years total, but most recently probably a little over 14 years in the West Point field office in the Lower Elkhorn NRD. Pretty heavy workload office, a lot of compliance, just a lot of, you know, large-scale crop production, nutrient management, pest management, cover crops, irrigation water management. So that's kind of my strengths, I guess, and where I came from. Yeah, like I said, I've known Andy since we've been neighbors the whole time, but now we'll be office mates, I guess. So I've had a really busy week here. We've made it to all the offices, met all the employees. We had a really great day in the field today. I was out with Tom English, soil conservationist. We also met with Brock Johnson, our state urban ag conservationist, and Jamie Taney, our state outreach specialist. Had a couple site visits to some urban farms, some people interested in doing, you know, cover crops, high tunnels, things like that with urban ag. So we've had a really great day in the field here in Omaha. So that's been interesting and very rewarding day. Probably the big priorities that we're really focusing on right now, the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act funding. It's a large amount of funding that most of us that have been here for a very long time have probably never really had to deal with. And so that's a big workload that we're really trying to anticipate and wrap our minds around and wrap all our resources around that. So it'll be Act Now funding. So basically for the practices that qualify as climate smart, we have a specific list of practices, but it will be Act Now funding. So pretty much as soon as we can get an application in, we'll be getting them eligible and ranking them and trying to obligate them right away. So that will be different. And then, you know, as always, just busy in the field, you know, getting all our site visits done, probably some construction stuff happening this fall and certification of practices and things like that. So I really appreciate this opportunity to meet you guys tonight, and thank you.
Any questions for Chris? Go ahead, Director Thompson.
First of all, welcome. And
thank you.
Andy, thank you for your service. Yep. And I'll be seeing you at the Frisch Reich, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not totally goodbye, yep. But all right. No, I want to thank you for what you've done with the Papio. And we're a pretty easygoing group. So I look forward to working with you.
It's been really great so far.
Well, welcome, Kristen. We look forward to working with you, and congratulations, Andy. We're all proud of you, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you both working out of the Blair office then? You both, okay.
Yep, still correct. Working. Yep, so I took Andy's old position, and he's now the Area Resource Conservationist handling Northeast Nebraska. Basically a new position, so we used to just have one Area Resource Conservationist for the East, and now we've got two, so we're really excited about that because I think it allows them more time to get in the field and have some more one-on-one time with employees and doing some more training and stuff. So, yeah, very excited. And I'm very excited to have Andy there. He's been a great mentor so far this week, and it's nice to have him right outside the door to ask questions. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to add really quick. I forgot to mention, to follow up on my last report, we had some staffing news come out. One of them obviously was a DC position, but we did have a vacancy in Walt Hill, the Walt Hill field office, the resource conservationist there. That was advertised. We have two candidates. We just haven't made a selection yet, so that should be here at the next report. You'll have some news on that. And then we do have two vacancies for the Takema and Blair soil conservation technicians. Those two positions have been advertised, closed. The priority right now are some of the other positions ahead of that. So we haven't got a candidate list or anything else yet, but those should be coming out soon. Hopefully we have some candidates. We can backfill those two positions. So right now we don't have any upcoming positions on the horizon, but with the level of funding that they have through IRA, we anticipate they just continue pumping out advertisements for new staff. So it's really just a matter of being opportunistic, and if they give us a chance, and I don't want to speak for Kristen, but in the past we've just tried to grab what we can and just see what happens there. So that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Thank you both. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, I took ill last Sunday and was unable to attend the Monday meeting, and I have not got anything from Dean as to what transpired. So at this point, I'm sorry, I don't have a report for you.
Okay. Fine, Rich. Item 8C, Legislative Report, Catalyst Public Affairs, Tim Gay.
Yeah, thank you, Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. I won't keep you long, but I did want to let you know some of the things we're working on and then ask for your help. John and I have been busy meeting with several staff, executive staff, the Policy Research Office, the Fiscal Office, and quite a few of the senators. So what we're looking at is just paying attention to what, there's a lot of rumors flying around nowadays before legislation gets introduced, but just paying attention and kind of keeping our relationships good. So the thing, what I wanted to ask is this year, remember everybody's up for election that has an odd district. So there's quite a few legislative elections going on. If you think there's somebody we should meet with jointly or I should meet with and get a hold of, we pay attention to all those, of course. But if somebody brings it up, hey, I'd like to learn more, let me know and we could do some joint meetings with them. Our policy is kind of just sit tight a little bit till after the primary, you know, meet with them and see who gets through the primary. But, and then the other one is just a reminder, every bill that was in last year gets carried over to this year. So all those bills, none of them were really killed at all. So we got those. I don't even want to guess how many bills might be introduced. And, you know, every year is different. Last year was the year of the filibuster. Who knows what will happen this year. But, you know, like I say, there are some things coming up. December will be here, you know, before you know it. And then we'll be January 3rd, I think, is the first day of the legislature. First 10 days are bill introductions. So just keep your ears and eyes open any way that we can help you. I know a lot of this goes right through John, but and that's the best way to do it, I think. But if you run into me or want to get hold of me, that's fine too, and then I'll tell John what we're doing. But we've had some really productive meetings. There's a lot of money we think that's going to be carried over or not spent on ARPA. So we're exploring that to see if there's opportunities to redirect that to other projects because there are time limits to that funding. So it's we've had some good meetings. Who knows what will come of it, but at least we're looking around. So I'll leave it with that. Thank you.
Any questions for Tim Gay, directors? Thank you. Subcommittee reports, 9A, programs, projects, and operations subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 7th, 2023 meeting of the program, projects, and operations subcommittees are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, renewal of the USGS maintenance agreement for Papio flood warning system gauges. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement with the USGS in the amount of $137,450 for the operation of the district's flood warning system for 2024, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item? Mr. Beckstrom, I need to remind you that your comments need to be about this item, flood gauges.
Well, no, there's four items on that sheet there. A, B, C. C, there was C. And there's something about engineering costs. I thought we talked about, you guys talked about that the other day.
Right now we're talking about flood gauges. Do you have a comment on this?
Well, I don't know if I had an opportunity to, are you gonna bring up the other one here in a little bit then, or?
We go in order. One at a time.
Okay, well, let me know when that is, and I'll help you out.
Any other public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Conley. Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Chapman.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Aye.
And Director Bradley.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
9A2, interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha for WP1. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Papio Watershed Regional Flood Control Detention Basin WP1 interlocal agreement with the City of Omaha, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as performed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Ancham.
Yes.
9A3, Amendment 4 with Houston Engineering for WP2 Professional Services. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment 4 with Houston Engineering for the West Papillion Regional Basin number WP2 project in the amount not to exceed $113,235, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $1,842,937, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any comments on item 3?
Yeah, just more or less information. Again, Kenneth Baxter, 15429 Hamilton Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68154. Some time ago, I was doing some work for you guys up in Washington County, and I was trying to get the idea of what it actually costs to build a dam. So this is what we've got for our cost, engineering and construction costs. Is that what we're talking about here?
This
help,
is an help amendment.
Help the public out. Please just inform us on what's going on here.
This is an amendment to a contract. Mm-hmm. For engineering services.
Right, and then what's the total cost of this dam going amount to? Do we know?
Oh, that's me.
This last month, and it was just over $7 million.
$7 million to build this one dam?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm sorry, just numbers. Yeah, yep.
Thank you.
Hi. Any other public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
9A4, Groundwater Monitoring Joint Funding Agreement with USGS. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with U.S. Geological Survey for a total cost to the district for $114,200 for the continuation of groundwater monitoring in the Platte and Elkhorn River Valley, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Chairman.
No.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 9B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 7, 2023 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. WP4 Professional Services, account 0203-4400-565, over 110%. Recommendation that the account previously mentioned, WP4 Professional Services, be allowed to exceed the 110% of the budgeted amount, not to exceed $627,475, and I so move.
All right, thank you. Any public comments on this item? Staff? Director Jeff.
Just one question, just for my own clarification. Ultimately, we're not anticipating exceeding that $627,000.
Correct.
So yep. We're just speeding up the process of paying.
Right.
Faster.
The total has not changed, just the speed of the reimbursement.
All right, thank you.
Any other directors? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Deezer.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
No.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Patrick Bonnet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the treasurer is authorized to expend general funds to pay one claims listed in the October 23rd, 2023 financial report, and two, any claims made prior to the next board meeting, taking items A through J all-inclusive. Be it further resolved that the treasurer is authorized to pay from the respective operating accounts of the following municipalities as presented here. And finally, be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second the motion.
Seconded by Thompson. Any public comments on that? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Deezer.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Bonnet. Item 11, Chairman's Report, just a couple of items. We have our Christmas toy drive, working with our friends at the Offutt Airman's Attic. I would encourage you, if you find you can do that, to bring in toys and support this program. We've got lots of partners out there, City of Papillion, Sarpy County. We thought we might have Bellevue, but they haven't called back.
We're working on it.
But you can, you know, you can really create a great memory for a child, so I encourage you to drop off toys, and of course the food drive is always going. Nicole has a pile over there by her desk, so please keep that on the front burner as well. Next, drove by.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Is that Toys for Tot, and is it different?
It's different. That's for the Airman's Attic at Offutt Air Force Base. There is a Toys for Tots out there too, so.
Okay, and sometimes our board meeting, the box gets picked up before a board meeting. Anyway, do you know when that Toys for Tots can be paid?
I don't know when that one is. Our
deadline is the first, yes.
Our deadline is December 1st. We want to have everything to the attic.
For that?
For the Airman's Attic.
I think there's a date on the box.
Yeah, of the Toys for Tots, yeah.
Thank you.
What day are you going to deliver those toys?
December 4th.
Yes.
There's still time, Phil. For you. did drive by our new reservoir under construction, WP4 in Gretna, and if you haven't had a chance to drive out that way, I would encourage that. Tremendous amount of work being done, settling right now, I think, Amanda, right? But it's ahead of schedule and on budget, so that's what we always like to see. Next, we've got a big holiday coming up, so I wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy the holiday with your family and friends. So with that being said,
that's Veterans Day coming up.
Veterans Day, thank you. Yeah, thank you to all the veterans. Thank you, Phil. Good call.
Marine Corps birthday tomorrow.
It is.
All right. All right, with that being said, item 12, General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached, and you can read through those. Personnel miscellaneous items, we did receive a closeout letter from the Corps of Engineers for the Western Sarpy Clear Creek Flood Reduction Project, which was started in 1993.
I remember that.
And it's closed out. And so that was way before my time and way before Amanda's, and I think Martin was probably the only one still left that was here, but so, yeah, so how long a project takes with federal funding is a poster child of one of those things. So so it's a final closeout, so appears we don't owe them any money, and appears they don't owe us any money, so I guess everybody walks away happy. So that's just, we put it in there just as an example of that some of these projects are really career projects by the time they actually start and then get done. So
Obviously, we love working with the Corps there, but this just takes them a long time to get things done sometimes. Report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties attached, as well as the current ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report is attached. It was held October 19th and 26th, and the next meeting is November 30th. Minutes are attached. Just reiterate, again, thanks to all veterans, and celebrate Veterans Day on Saturday. The NRD office will be closed tomorrow in honor of Veterans Day. And then also, everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. So take the time to spend with your families. And as always, if you need anything, let me know. It's going to be a very interesting legislative session, I think, and working with Tim and talking to some of the folks from the executive branch as well as the folks in the legislature. So I think there's 16 or 17 that this is their last session. So that it should make it interesting because they won't be back for reelection. So it could be a real different dynamic. So that's it.
Director Thompson.
Yeah, John, I got a question. Some of us old timers like Fred and Rich used to read the Spectrum that came out. It was printed in a heck of a publication. And for your item one, or A there, has there been any thought to resurrecting that as an electronic
version? Yeah, it'll, if it were to be electronic version, it would not be...
I'm not advocating a printed version.
So there's, I think the big thing will be some of the older, like brochures. We still use the brochures that my kids who are in fifth and sixth grade are on the front. We use them as props, so that's how old they are. And now they graduated from college and they're actually productive citizens working in jobs, careers. But so yeah, so those will be a lot of things that need updated, a lot of things that will need to be cleaned up a little bit. So
otherwise, we don't submit a monthly.
No. And actually, it's the Spectrum. We did go, I think, digital for a while, and it was the numbers dropped, and it was it just kind of lost steam. So we need to create maybe something different, new and improved and different. So.
Mr. Chairman, I thought I was looking at the gen there, something in regard to dam site 19 tonight. Is that coming up later on, or is that here?
Not on the agenda tonight, no.
Oh, so you pulled it for some reason, or why? I thought I saw it on there. What am I?
That's a ways off yet, Mr. Beckstrom.
Well, in preparation for that, I think we need to review some stuff there. It would appear to me that,
Beckham, you're out of order. We're not talking about dam sites right now, or dam site 19 in particular. So,
well, any dam sites, is that coming on later on then here? Or?
Just keep an eye on the agenda, and it'll be coming up.
I'm trying to listen to him there. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Keep an eye on the agenda in the future, and you'll have your opportunity to address dam site 19 when we discuss that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, item 13.
I did have one other.
Yeah, Patrick, go ahead.
We're still on informational items?
Yes.
Settling the estate of helping the family settle an estate of one of our partners, I guess I would say, and a constituent of Rich's here. The family of Don Shelton wanted me to pass along their thanks. Don was a longtime advocate for the Papio, Missouri during the whole effort to reconstruct the Waterloo levee. And he provided law enforcement out there. He was a drag racer, he's a pilot, trucker, quite a guy. But his family had long suffered wet basements, black mold, all kinds of saturated grounds. Their kids couldn't play in the yard for a long time. But they are really proud of their community, and they credit us for the cost share and the reconstruction of that levee. And I just wanted to pass along their thanks. And Don has passed away, and they wanted to just let us know that. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that, Patrick. I appreciate that. Director Teaser.
Can I take just 1 minute to talk a little bit about because for you ladies and gentlemen, this is a Phragmites. This is what we spent over $1 million for in Nebraska trying to alleviate, and the river is a huge water consumer. Now it's going to be growing here next year. But this is something that I serve on the statewide committee to eradicate this in Nebraska. It's in all our river systems, and we spend a lot of money in our Lower Platte River or Lower Platte weed unit to eradicate this weed, and I just thought you might want to see it. I picked this about 100 yards away from this building and down in a creek by the lake. So we do have it in the lake. I just haven't found it in quantity. Just an FYI.
See, his job never ends. He's over here taking care of the great plants.
You get permission for that?
Thanks, Rich.
You shake the seats.
Okay, future meetings, of course, future items. Offices are closed tomorrow in honor of Veterans Day. Thanksgiving week, the offices are closed Thursday and Friday, and our next board meeting is December 14th, Thursday at 4:00. And with that, we are adjourned.